We've been telling you about the certain communities that are inviting people to share a Shabbat in their community to see just how incredible their community is. And we've been spending some time on Connecticut. That's right. Yesterday we did Stamford. Today we go to the Young Israel of West Hartford. The Young Israel of West Hartford, just a few weeks ago, welcomed Rabbi Tuvia and Miriam Brander to the community. Rabbi Brander is the brand new rabbi at the Young Israel of West Hartford. And on the 30th of November, they will have a special Shabbat where you can come visit the wonderful West Hartford Jewish community and find out if, in fact, that community is right for you and your family. Rabbi Tuvia Brander, welcome to JM in the AM.
Good morning, Nachum. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
I greatly appreciate it. And mazel tov to you, your wife, to everybody on this amazing appointment. How have the first few weeks gone so far at the Young Israel of West Hartford?
Thank you so much. It has been absolutely wonderful. There's a real excitement here that we were so excited to be a part of. And we've been just stunned by the warm welcome and outpouring of support people have shown us here just as we, you know, coming right before the Yom Ha'arayim is sometimes a trying time for a rabbi to start. So it's been such a pleasure to be here, and the community has been so warm and welcoming, and really just been, we're so honored to be part of this community.
Now, you've spent a lot of time in major Jewish communities, so you'll appreciate this question, as unfair as it might sound. But can you describe to us what type of community it is? I mean, are we dealing with, a fairly large Jewish community up in West Hartford?
So the community as a whole, the area as a whole, boasts over 25,000 Jews. And in general, in the Hartford area, there are about 400 to 500 families engaged in Orthodox shuls. Our shul is a wonderful, warm, engaged shul. Probably, you know, what you would expect of a Young Israel. We have a vast variety of people who have come together, committed to growing religiously, spiritually, to really creating and forging a Makom Torah, and also a place where the shul can not just be a place where we come together for davening, but really be a center of the community and our spiritual lives.
Rabbi Tuvia Brander's with us. You know, there's a subtitle to your Shabbaton online that says where city style meets village charm. And I want to tell you, there are a lot of people in this audience who like both of those things.
And that is definitely encapsulates us. We are a wonderful place to live, beautiful places to walk around, parks. But also we have all the draws and culture of a big city. There are a number of different places that have ranked us in the top 10 places to raise a family.
Wow. Meaning nationally?
Nationally.
Well, that's pretty cool. Rabbi Tuvia Brander is with us. What do people need to know about the Shabbaton? I know it starts October the 30th. It's obviously free. You want to welcome families. What details do people need to participate in the West Hartford Shabbaton?
So they can sign up. They can come to our website, JewishWestHartford.org. It's free. We're excited to welcome people and give them a taste of what a regular Shabbat experience is here. If that date doesn't work, we'd be happy to welcome you at any other time. We would love to create opportunities for different people to meet people here, network a little bit. There's a bolstering economy in the area, and there are lots of job opportunities both in the medical field and several others, and we'd love to help make connections in that as well. I think one of the nicest things about this area, and in particular about the Young Israel, is the tremendous amount of youth that we are so privileged to have as part of our community. One of the things that really drew me and Miriam to the community is that on any given Shabbos, you have 60, 70 kids running around the shul between the age of 0 and 6th grade, and that's just a mark of a really vibrant, growing Jewish community.
Very nice. And I would imagine, although you don't really have to answer this question, I would imagine knowing the knowing your stardom as a young rabbi and what people think of you in general, I would imagine you had more than one opportunity out there, and obviously you chose this one, and I'm sure for good reason. So that is a statement in and of itself, I guess, that you felt this was an opportunity really to grow a community and to make a real impact.
We were thrilled by the opportunity to be able to partner here. As I mentioned, we've been welcomed so warmly by the community. We found such an engaged and dedicated lady, and People who are really excited and willing to roll up their sleeves and be involved in the community. West Hartford is a place where we're large enough to be a vibrant Jewish community, but small enough where everyone can feel valued and heard and welcomed and has an opportunity to contribute in their own way. We're actually just embarked on a process to ensure that we really ensure that everyone feels valued and heard. We started these stakeholder meetings where everyone in the community comes together at different, you know, in different meetings, really just to talk and dream together about what we hope for the shul, and where each individual sees their continued commitment in that process. And that, I really think, is part of the hallmark of this community, where we're large enough to be vibrant, but small enough to ensure we have the personal attention, both in the shul, in the schools, in the high school. It's really something to marvel at.
You mentioned schools and high schools, so there must be more kosher and Jewish amenities up there than we think.
There are. We boast some great day schools, including a high school. There's a mikvah, an eruv, kosher food, multiple kosher bakeries, caterers, and we have a wonderful and well-established umbrella of Jewish organizations really supporting the Jewish community and the broader community.
Amazing. I'm glad I asked. Sometimes I hesitate to ask because sometimes communities are lacking, and, you know, I don't want to highlight what they don't have, but you seem to have everything up there.
We have one of the oldest Jewish day schools in the country. We're celebrating now the 76th year of its existence.
What's the name of the school?
The Hebrew Academy, the best in Paul Segal Hebrew Academy.
Nice. Very nice. Information about the Shabbaton. It's free of charge. Your family's invited up in West Hartford, Connecticut, or by Tuvia Brander. And Miriam Brander would love to welcome you up to West Hartford. You can go to the website, Young Israel WH. Pretty simple. Young Israel WH for WestHartford.org. Again, YoungIsraelWH.org. The Shabbaton begins on October the 30th. All right, Brander, good luck to you. We are sure that West Hartford is going to benefit greatly from you and your family.
Thank you so much.